Michael is probably not going to tour again. You know, we're not going to do this extensive of a tour again. This was a very long one, very successful, biggest tour in history, played to 4.5 million people. But we'll never go and play another 120 dates like this and stay out for 16, 17 months. I mean, it's hard to do. You know, you're away from home too long. And if I had to do this again and gain another 40 pounds like I did this year, I mean, I'd probably end up dead. So, no, we're not going to do this kind of a tour. We will probably concentrate on films now. I think that's the natural step for him to take.
In spite of the physical and mental pressures of being a pop star, movie producer, and actor, Michael still found time to have some fun on the set with basketball's living legends, the Harlem Globetrotters. But even when he should have been resting, Jackson would still turn up on the set to check on production.
Michael is a workaholic. I mean, he works a lot. And that in itself is special because, you know, here's a man that could take the time off. Excuse me. He didn't have to really show up if he didn't want to. There were days that, you know, that perhaps he wasn't on call, but yet he came to be involved in the film. So I think Michael's, one, a great workman. Also, I feel he's the greatest entertainer of our day. And as people saw in this last story, he also happens to be the greatest dancer. And you'll see a lot of good dancing in the film.
At the end of the film, Michael gives us yet another burst of his mainstay talent. Come Together, the last segment in Moonwalker, is Jackson's first recording of a Beatles song since buying the music publishing rights and outbidding Paul McCartney for the valuable back catalogue of the famous four. But aside from music, what about Michael's future as a serious actor?
He will look for scripts for himself, and he'll also look for scripts to produce. So yes, he'll be active, both with the cinema and with recording. He basically records all the time. I mean, he'll be working on songs constantly. I know that for a fact he's written 4 or 5 songs while he's been out on tour. But to actually go in and start recording, probably not until, what year is this, 88, 89, around 90. He'll probably officially start an album.
Go down.